Hi everyone, ¿qué onda? ¿Cómo están?
¿Cómo están todos? ¿Cómo les fue su fin de semana? Right? Because it's already Sunday.
Well, yeah, we didn't record because se nos ha pinche atravesado cada pinche burro en el camino que literal, por una u otra cosa, no hemos podido grabar. Pero la última grabación que tuvimos fue desde el swap meet. ¿Qué les pareció? That was Judith's idea to go to the swap meet.
I think it sounded good. It was very cute. I think I listened to it on Thursday and it was a cute episode.
Yeah, the cutest thing was my intro.
It was a fun
experiment. Yeah. So I just want to say thank you so much to Sarita, who left us a review on Apple Podcast. Muchas, muchas gracias. Recuerden que si tienen la oportunidad to leave us a review on Apple Podcast, se los agradeceríamos un chingo porque those reviews actually do help. Y también, I was actually super surprised that 80% of our listenerships is from the U.S., I would have thought it would be bigger, but it turns out
that it's not,
but people are listening to us from La India, from Mexico, from Switzerland, and I'm like, wey, qué pedo.
I know, that is really fucking gnarly. Whoever it is out there, like, hi. It's I want to know who you are.
Is there anybody out there? And also our top cities here in the U.S. are Las Vegas, Tucson, Arizona, Chicago, y obviamente Los Angeles. Así que muchísimas gracias. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in. And again, if you could just share and leave a comment, give us a 5-star review. Pero bueno, how have you been, Judith? I'm a little sick.
Luis is sick. I am not so sick anymore, but I'm gonna go ahead and assume que este episodio va a ser de mí. Porque me fue de la chingada.
Ay, a ver, why don't you talk about the positive? Por eso te va de la chingada. Well, first of all, I just want to say that you started off, you and Ricardo are so fucking annoying in the sense that you guys don't make a decision. You guys are so indecisive. Yes, you and Ricardo are so indecisive.
Let me explain.
And let's just start from the beginning. Tu carro se te chingó.
Well, let me explain, though, why Luis believes this is true. It's because Luis is more easygoing. Luis is more, I don't give a fuck. Whereas I feel me, on the other hand, I am more of, like, rational. And that's one of the things that I admire about Luis is that he goes for it. He doesn't give a fuck about anything, and he just fucking goes for it. I have to be like, what if this, what if that?
Yeah, but anyways, for everything, for food, for clothing, for shoes, you and Ricardo are so indecisive. It will literally take you guys days and days and days to figure out what fucking socks to put on.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
My socks don't even match. But anyway,
exactly, so because you're so indecisive. Case in point. So anyways, your car set the chingo. Let's just start off with that. You were leaving.
So is this my story or your story, bitch?
Well, because, wait, te tardas un chingo. A ver.
No, es que ya se me descompuso el carro y ya se cuenta que el carro, it has been messed up for weeks. And I have already, I know this, my dad knows this. In my head, I'm like, okay, well, I already, you know, ya dije que me voy a ir, I'm gonna go, and I planned it. And so the car just kind of was I'll fix it when I get back. Eventually, it's not going to get fixed de un día a la noche a la mañana, right? But what really pissed me off was that the weekend that I decide to leave, my father is like, okay, let's go fix the car. Knowing that I'm going on a trip. I obviously saved up for this trip. I'm going to go spend at this trip. And I have no money to fucking fix the car. Like, the car is not important right now. The important thing is that I made this trip. I did it on my own. And I'm fucking leaving, right? But yeah, the car is fucked up y me va a costar $2,000.
Mis ahorros, mi dinero, tanto que me costó ahorrarlo.
Un ojo de la cara. And so I think I was upset about that because I was like, this is the first time that I want to go do something and I'm leaving. And then my dad knows about the car being, you know, messed up, but he decides to want to fix it the weekend that I'm leaving. So that really fucking grinded
me. Well, yeah, but this is where it pisses me off. Regardless of whether you would have left or stayed, it wasn't going to change the price of fixing the car. You would still need to fix the car.
Exactly.
You would have still needed to fix the car 2 weeks before. You would have still needed to fix the car 2 weeks after. This is why I say you're so indecisive.
Which is
because
why
you were like, oh, should I go? Should I not? Should I stay? Should I leave?
Should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on, let me know.
Which is why I remembered about Luis and how he is. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking leave because, yeah. El carro no se va a arreglar ahorita. It's literally the weekend. It's a 4-day weekend and I'm not, I don't have plans other than I'm going to Mexico. El carro no se va a usar, so whatever. I packed my shit and I said, Luis, take me to the airport.
Well, first of all, you were like, you called me and you said, hey, I don't know what I should do or whatever. No, you didn't call me. You told me in person. And I was like, ay, Judy, don't bother me.
He did.
Is exactly like, what I said.
He was like, just let me know if you need me to take you or not. And I was like, you're such a bitch.
Well, because yo ya me la sé. Listen, there are things that my family does that I absolutely hate. And you and Ricardo is the fact that you guys are so indecisive. And then you ask me for my opinion, which you still don't end up taking most of the time. And so it's a waste of time. It's a waste of my time. And second, I hate when my father and my mother travel because they think they know their fechas, but they don't know their fechas. And then it's just such a mission to buy them plane tickets. I'm wondering, are there other parents like that out there? Are your parents like that? Where they're like, pues nos vamos el 18, pero a ver, ¿a qué hora? Esto, que el otro, y que no sé qué, que no sé cuándo, y que bueno, vamos a salir el 17, el quinto.
And then they don't end up going.
It's such a fucking mess. So anyways, so then I was like, just let me know if you need me to take you. And I went into my room and then you were like, yes, take me. So I was like, okay.
So I left and I said, you know what?
I asked you, what time is your flight?
Yeah. And I said,
and you said 11:20. So we're like, okay, let's leave here at 7. So then we get there by 9. And then we get there and you check in. And it turns out that Judy does not know how to read.
I was excited, everyone. I was excited porque, I mean, come on. Like, this is my first time traveling.
On your own.
No, not on my own. Because I've traveled on my own. I've traveled on my own. But, like,
but outside of the U.S.
Yeah. And so I said, well, yeah, I left. But it was cool because I left with a expired passport. And I thought, pues si me la hacen de pedo, I'd rather be there early than fucking lose my flight, right? So I get there, everything's cool. They did not even check my passport, which was the craziest thing because I was like, nobody even fucking asked what my name was. They just said, oh, just come in. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Paisano, ¿a dónde vas, paisano?
Pues a México a ver a mi familia. Cómo extraño la comida, mi gente, mis colores, el calor humano de la jefecita. No veo la hora de llegar a mi patria.
Ese 2019, Paisano celebra 30 años de llevar a cabo estrategias y acciones preventivas, de asistencia y de orientación. Este programa está dirigido a connacionales que residen en el extranjero, principalmente en Estados Unidos, y que visitan nuestro país en los periodos de mayor afluencia, Semana Santa, verano e invierno. Nuestra prioridad es procurar que el ingreso, tránsito y retorno de nuestros paisanos se lleve a cabo con respeto a sus derechos, la seguridad de sus bienes y el conocimiento de sus obligaciones. El combate a la corrupción es parte fundamental de este programa. No más mordidas ni extorsiones. La Secretaría de la Función Pública desarrolló una aplicación móvil para que los mexicanos que regresan al país puedan conocer sus derechos y denunciar actos indebidos. Descarga la aplicación Denuncia Paisano. El programa Paisano está cada vez más cerca de nuestros connacionales. Programa Paisano.
So I todo bien, I get there and I'm just thinking the whole time, oh my god, like ya mero, I need a board, whatever. And then I told Luis and he's like, you're a fucking idiot, your flight doesn't even leave right now. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm so dumb. So then at that point I'm like, I'm just gonna go have a beer because I have a whole ass hour to kill. And then I tried to go get a beer and I mean, una colota, literally everybody was traveling because it was a long weekend. So the airport was packed.
So desde que empezó su viaje, siento yo que lo empezó con mi mala pinche pata. Because how are you going to be like, si voy, no voy, si voy, no voy. Like, for me, ese, como dice mi mamá, ese es una señal de mal agüero, where you're like, si voy, no voy, si voy, no voy, and I would have never done that.
I know, but I was then, more responsible, because I was like, if I go, I'm going to spend money that can go towards fixing the car.
Which you, but we'll get to that point.
But anyways,
so then I'm like, oh my God, did you give Rodrigo the right time? Because if you got the wrong time of boarding, you probably gave Rodrigo, who's going to pick you up in La Ciudad de Mexico, the wrong time. And she double checked and it was fine. She gave Rodrigo the right time. So anyways, so then she leaves. And I stay up till like 3:30 in the morning following her trip to make sure que no se cayera del cielo.
Ay,
como un lucero, como una estrella fugaz.
And
she lands and I send her a message and I'm like, hey, ya llegaste, ¿qué onda? ¿Cómo estás? And she's like, oh my God, you haven't gone to sleep. And I'm like, no, I'm watching TV, whatever. So she's on the road with Rodrigo and they leave to Oaxaca. Tell me, what did you think about Oaxaca?
And that was like the fucking coolest. Honestly, like, I understand how Luis and my dad are always like, go visit Mexico. If you can, any one of your friends, like, just go visit Mexico. There's just so many things about Mexico. Like, Mexico is literally magical. And that's exactly how I felt. I was like, oh my God. Like, everything is so beautiful. The people are just amazing. Oaxaca is just beautiful. It literally felt like I was in a magical city. Like, it just felt so beautiful. It was just so cool.
And here's what I want to say about that. One of the things that that got me into traveling into a lot of places in Mexico is the fact that when I was 16 years old, I was able to go and take a trip to Europe. I was in London for 1 week, or a month, I'm sorry. And then I was in Berlin for another month, and I was able to explore Europe. And I was not impressed because everything in Europe looks like La Ciudad de Mexico for obvious reasons, right? We were colonized. And so the buildings, architectures, parks, plazas, todo se mira igual. Entonces, I wasn't really, really surprised. Pero recently, me han estado saliendo muchísimos videos en TikTok of people going to different parts of Europe and people discriminating against Mexicanos. And I'm like, wey, pues claro, porque ¿qué chingada madre vas a ir a hacer a Europa? Like, I always tell people, vayan y visiten sus pinches pueblos, meaning México, de donde son, and explore other cities within México. Yo, a mí me faltan cuatro estados por recorrer. Pero después de eso, there's no way that I'm going to go to Europe. I'm going to Colombia. I want to go to Guatemala. Me muero de ganas de ir a Guatemala, a Perú, a El Salvador. And I'm glad that you were able to experience that and for you to be able to see why I love going to Mexico so much. So first of all, you took a road trip because Rodrigo picked you up at the airport and then you guys drove to Oaxaca.
Yeah. And you know, se me hizo largo, I think, because I was tired, so I took a little nap. But it was really, really cool. Like, the whole road trip part was just awesome.
Sorry about that. Es que tenemos a un perrito que estamos cuidando de mi hermano. Y pues está chiquito y hace mucho ruido.
Y está chingando.
Pero, so, you get to Oaxaca.
So, I take a road trip to... We get to Oaxaca, yes. Sorry, but I wanted to mention that on that, like, trayectoria to get to Oaxaca, it was just really eye-opening for me in the sense that, of course, I want to continue to travel. And I think the most important thing here is if you have the opportunity to travel, then do it. I even want to go back to travel to, like, my dad's pueblo. Like, I just feel like it brought back just memories of when I was a child and when, you know, my dad and all of us would travel in a van. We would literally go from Santa Ana to Mexico in a red van that was like the yearly trip, right? And so it brought back a lot of like memories that I'm like, I want to keep doing this. And a mí no me llama la atención to go travel to Europe or any of those places. Mexico is just such a beautiful place that I think for us as third generation, we don't really know because...
You're first generation.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, because you were the first one born here.
Well, que no sabemos, pues, no? And our parents have, you know, some of them, they haven't, like, gone back in so long, so they can't tell you, like, oh, mija, go, and, you know? So I think in that sense, I'm very lucky that my dad is pushing me to do that, that my sibling is pushing me to do that, that I can go back and visit my grandmother and the place that, like, you know, made my dad and my mom. So it was just really cool. That road trip was really cool. But anyways, we get to Oaxaca and we get to a pueblo where Rodrigo's mom is from. And that literally felt like I was in San Cristobal. It was like so, like there was literally, it was just a pueblo. And it was just so cool. Like the people, the traditions, the things that they do, the food, the ambience, the way that people just say, oh, like, literal te dicen prima without you being their prima. Like, that was just really cool. I felt so at home, and Rodrigo's family was so amazing. They were all so great. They were so welcoming, and they made me feel at home. And this is one of the things that I told Rodrigo, and it sounds a little fucked up, but they made me feel at home without knowing who I was. And for them to open the doors of their house to me was just fucking, like I just felt so grateful, because a veces tu propia familia makes you feel like out of place. And for example, this trip in September that I took with my mom to visit my grandmother, I felt completely opposite from how I felt in Oaxaca with Rodrigo and his family, and I didn't even know them. So I think that was like the biggest like thing where I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad that I made this trip, and I'm so happy that I came, and I'm just so happy that I'm here with them, because they're just really, really fucking amazing.
So that was the first night. What about the second night? What did you guys do?
So the second day, el primer día, we walked around the whole pueblo and everybody was giving you food. Literally every stop you made, te daban tamales, te daban café, te daban champurrado, pan. So the next day was more of like, okay, let's chill, because literally they walked 24 hours around the pueblo. And so the next day, Rodrigo was like, it's more of a chill thing, so let's just take you to Oaxaca. So we went to Oaxaca City, El Estado. And that was just fucking beautiful. It just felt so calm. You know when you're in a place and sometimes you're just like, oh, I don't feel safe? But like, it just felt so calm. The people again were cool. There was like weddings, quinceañeras going on, and they were walking the streets, and it was just so nice. It was cool. And it was hot, like the weather was perfect. I don't know, it just made me feel like I want to keep doing these things, because I'm sure there's many other beautiful places in Mexico that, you know, that there is to visit. I was really happy. I was excited. Ya en la tarde. So we did that during the day. Fuimos a Oaxaca. Had some drinks. Had some food.
You guys went to one of the restaurants that I suggested, right? Sabina Sabe?
Yes.
How were the drinks there?
The drinks there were freaking bomb. They were so good. We were a little full, so we didn't have food there, because I had a tlayuda at El Mercado 22 de Noviembre.
20 de Noviembre.
And oh my God, best tlayuda ever. And then I had, ¿cómo se llaman esos?
Chapulines.
And that was like, oh my God. So we had a lot of food, a lot of drinks. We had a fun time. Then we head back to El Pueblo, because iba a ser... cuando arreglan la iglesia, they fix it with like a bunch of flowers, and people take their...
it was actually la fiesta del pueblo,
yeah,
¿no?
Yeah, that night. So...
iban a quemar el castillo y todo eso.
And yeah, they had like banda and everything. And oh my God, this is one of the craziest things. This banda that they hired for the whole, like... even this weekend, there's still fiestas going on, but... this banda they hired literally plays for 60 hours without... I mean, obviously they have to stop, se turnean, pero literal el sábado, los chicos were already fucking sitting down. Like, they already looked so beat, but they were still playing. And I was like, holy fuck, these guys, like, en chinga andan, you know? Another cool thing that I was like, fuck, this is so amazing, was just how dedicated everyone is to this fiesta. Like, everyone from... literally the comida to fixing the iglesia to the castillo to everything had some kind of first step, second, third, fourth. And it was just so freaking like beautiful to see how people come together, you know?
Well, I think la gente de Oaxaca are known to be very ¿no? ¿Cómo se dice? Solidarios with each other. Like they come together. They're really, really good at that, I think.
And I think that was just so beautiful to see, because I didn't see that in the city in Mexico, of course not.
Of course
I mean, it's
not,
huge.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool to see that, because, again, You know, they treat everybody the same. They fucking, like, have your back. It's just a really, really beautiful. So that day, we're drinking. Estamos esperando que pase lo del castillo. And this is where it gets good. So, me empieza a doler el estómago tantito. And I'm like, a lo mejor es porque estoy inflada. Obviously, with the travel, I've been eating a bunch of food. And I've been drinking, and obviously I feel bloated. So I thought, okay, maybe my pants are just too tight and they're just fucking ruining me right now. So I unbuckled them and I'm like, I'll be fine. So ya empezamos a tomar, ya el dolor se quitó, and I'm like, okay, fine. Maybe that was that, because I had unbuckled my pants and I was like, I'm fine now. We're drinking, we're dancing, said El Castillo, that was beautiful. Oh my god, just the way that, like, the engineering in that, because it's engineering, like, yeah. It's straight up engineering. It was just fucking, like, amazing. Like, it was just, me quedé así como que, güey, Disneylandia se quedó pendejo. Like, this is so fucking cool. Yeah, se prendió el castillo, we're drinking, I'm already buzzed at this point. Me and Rodrigo are on a good one, we're like having so much fun, and then we meet up with his mom. And I'm hungry. Nos chingamos como 6 tacos. Literally, la fiesta se acabó a las 12, because the next day at 4 in the morning es cuando les tocan las mañanitas al santo. So they do that on purpose, where the fiesta ends at 12 so that people can go rest and then come for the misa at 4 in the morning. And so we had tacos. Me chingué como 6. And then we walk back to Rodrigo's aunt's house. And I get there, ya nos acostamos, and I feel fine, okay? I feel fine. I'm like, I'm just gonna lay down. But I felt so, like, bloated. And at this point, I'm like, I don't know if I need to throw up. I don't, like, something's happening. I laid down, and as soon as I lay down, me empieza a doler my abdominal area, my right side. And I already know this pain. It's kind of shitty to say, but I, you know your body, right? And when you've gone through things and fucking hospital visits, you're just kind of like, ¿qué pedo? Like, I panicked. I got scared. I thought, shit, I already know this fucking pain. It better not be. I hope that it's just, like, my body's just probably like, girl, relax. You know,
so how long did you wait with the pain before you did anything?
So then I'm laying down. Es como una hora. Me dormí como una hora, tratando de como tossing and turning to kind of just figure it out. Y ya no aguanté. And I woke up Rodrigo and I was like, Rodrigo, ya no aguanto este dolor. Me duele y siento que es las piedras. Like, they're back.
And this was Sunday en la madrugada.
Yes. So okay. I tell Rodrigo, can we just go outside to walk? Porque a lo mejor literal me siento toda, you know, inflated and I need to go walk or whatever. So we go outside. It's fucking cold. It was windy. It was cold. And I start throwing up. And as soon as I started to throw up, I'm like, yep, I know what it is. Because I wasn't even like peda. It wasn't even like I was throwing up because I was peda. I knew what it was. And so I even told Rodrigo, I was like, Rodrigo, do I have a fever? He's like, no, estás bien. And I was like, Rodrigo, it's my piedras. Tengo las piedras. They're back. Like, they're literally.
I'll be back.
Back. I was like, oh, literal. I was just like, fuck, I'm in a foreign fucking country. I'm far away from my family. I am fucking in a pueblo, an hour away from an airport. I literally tell Rodrigo, okay, well, he was like, pues hay que esperarnos, te lleva el doctor. Literal, ahorita cuando empiezan lo de las 4 de la mañana, las mañanitas, things start to open. And I'm like, I understand that. And okay, cool, vamos a un hospital, un doctor. But I'm afraid that they're not going to want to help me because I have no documentation that I'm from there. 2, I'm a little nervous of what they might do. And for example, let's say that they say, okay, tienes una piedra. How are they going to detect that? What if it takes days? I'm only here 2 more days and I got to go back home. I cannot, like, stay here. So then I look up flights and I'm like, holy fuck. Like, the flights from Oaxaca to Tijuana tienen escala and they're expensive. And the next one's at like 12, 4 p.m. And I'm like, I need to go. So then I'm like, I'm going to call Luis because Luis always saves everybody's life. According to Luis.
Not according to me. It is what happens. I literally, my family always comes to me for any issues, any emergencies, because todo mundo se espera and I'm the one que piensa con la cabeza fría.
Well, anyway, so I call Luis and I'm like, hey, bro, don't get scared. This and this is happening and I know what it is, but I need to get out. I'm here. I need to go home.
So I hear my phone ringing, and luckily I didn't put my phone in the sheets because I typically leave my phone in the sheets. And if that would have been the case, I would have not heard or felt the phone vibrate because I always leave it on vibrate. This time I left it on the dresser next to my bed. And so when it vibrated, you could hear the vibration and it was loud. So of course, me desperté, eran las 2 de la mañana. And she's like, hey, brother, don't get scared.
Hello, Miranda.
My flight has been canceled. It's some absurd weather problem. I need to get home tonight. The twins have a recital tomorrow morning at school.
What?
At school.
Absolutely. Oh. Let me see what I can do.
Good.
Listen, this is going on. Y pues yo estaba modorro. And I was like, what do you want to do, Judy? And then she was like, I don't know. I'm like, well, do you want to take the first flight out? And then she said, yeah, but I've already looked and they all have escala. And I'm like, okay, well, if they all have escala, then you have no choice. She's like, yeah, but I'm scared. What if I get sick on the flight? And what if I end up in a place where I don't know anyone? And I was like, and then at that point, I was just like, well, again, my sister being so fucking indecisive and yo being like fucking modorro. I was like, well, why did you wake me up? Like, why did you wake me up if you don't know what you want to do?
Because I wanted DIY to figure it out for me. No.
So then I guess she heard my frustration in my voice. And I was and she was like, well, let me just rest for a little bit and see if it goes away. It's kind of dying. And then I was like, okay, whatever. So then at that point, I wake up and I start looking up for flights.
And then I take Advil, Tylenol, and I'm like, okay, I'll be fine. And then he starts looking up flights. Me encuentra uno.
So I find a flight through Aeroméxico. And I'm like, this flight is at 10 a.m. It has one escala en la Ciudad de México. And then from there, we go to... ¿cómo se llama? To Tijuana. So I called her and I said, hey, I found a flight. It's from Aeroméxico. Tiene una escala en la Ciudad de México. So here's what we need to do. You still have time to get to the airport. One. Two, if you do end up feeling super, super bad in that flight, the flight from Oaxaca to la Ciudad de México is only 40 minutes. So what you'll do is you'll get out of off the plane. We'll call my aunt. They will pick you up in la Ciudad de México and they'll take you to the hospital. But if you do end up feeling okay, then you take the next flight over to Tijuana. And then she's like, well, let me see. Hold on. And then she's like, Luis, I can't deal with the dolor anymore. Like, it's really, really bad. Like, I need to leave. And so then I go back searching for flights. And I go to Volaris, which everybody hates. Pero I literally find a flight that leaves at 7 a.m. from Oaxaca, direct flight to to Tijuana, and it arrives at Tijuana at 9 a.m. So I screenshot this flight number, I send it to Rodrigo, and I call Judy and I say to Judy, I found a flight, use Rodrigo's phone because he has better internet service than you do, and buy this flight. Váyanse ya. By this time, it was already 3 a.m., which meant it was about 5 a.m., hora de Oaxaca. So they grabbed their shit, Judy ni se bañó, ni se peinó, ni nada, packed her things, and they drive out to el aeropuerto. And I'm following Judy's location because this is one of the things that we always do when we travel. We share our locations with each other. So I'm looking at the flight y todo, and then I go to sleep, or I try to go to sleep. And then I asked my partner, Fernando, can you track this flight to make sure that it's on time? Because I feel like they're going to be driving so fast that I don't want them to get into a car accident. And what if the flight gets delayed? So Fernando looks at it. He's like, no me sale, pero here you go. Here's the website. And then I click on it. And for whatever fucking reason, the flight said February 27th. And that is when I freaked out. I even hit my head and I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Tapping my head like super hard. And Fernando's like, oh my God, is everything okay? And like, I think I just told them to book the wrong flight, because in my desesperación, I'm thinking, oh my God, estaba modorro. My fat ass finger probably clicked the Sunday after, not this Sunday. And I was just like a mess. So I call Rodrigo. I'm like, oh my God, Rodrigo, I think I had you guys book the wrong flight. So in my head, I'm thinking that I gave Rodrigo the wrong flight number, y que ustedes en su pinche desespero de que vámonos ya, simplemente compraron basado en el flight number que les di. And I was like freaking the fuck out, because aparte ese vuelo salió en $400. And I asked Rodrigo, and Rodrigo was like, wait, no. O sea, ya Judy checked in. And I was like, oh my God, bendito Dios. I was just, that freaked me out. Not the fact that you called me dying, But the fact that I potentially gave you the wrong information to book a flight that was not going to leave at that moment, and that potentially you were going to have to book another flight.
That I had no more monies for.
Exactly.
Which, that going to that, I coming home, I told my dad, I'm like, oh my God, Dad, you remember when you always say, ahorra dinero, blah, 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 and we disregard it because we just have one life and we're just going to say, let's go fucking spend our dollars. I thought I had saved for this trip. I'm good. And I'm going to save for an emergency because you never know. And what happened? A fucking emergency that costed me $450 extra. And I'm like, I'm just glad that I had this money and that for some fucking reason I learned now, finally, that my dad always says, guarda tu dinero, ahorra tu dinero, porque una emergencia puede suceder, blah, blah, blah. And so whatever. So we get to the, well, not whatever. Thank you, Dad. So then, yeah, llego al aeropuerto and I feel fine. I'm checked in. The aeropuerto is really small, so it was like super easy, super fast. I get there. I'm just sitting there. Eran como las 6:10 and they were going to start to board at like 6:40 because the flight was going to leave at 7:01. So I get there. I'm chilling. I board. I'm on the plane and I just say, I'm going to go to sleep because I'm going to just go to sleep. I'm going to try to ignore what's happening and just fucking sleep these 3 hours. Para que no...
And you smelled like tacos and you smelled like cruda.
Honestly, I smelled horrible, yes.
And somebody was sitting next to you, pobrecitos.
And I literally wake up at 8 y todavía faltaba una hora because I was going to arrive at 9. So my phone decía 8 y faltaba una hora. I wake up and it starts to fucking hurt. And I'm like, no, no, no. I'm literally like, no, no. Like the, oh, no, 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 no. That TikTok. I'm like, no, please, no, not right now. Todavía falta una hora. What am I going to do? What am I, like, where am I supposed to go? To the other side of the airplane. So, fuck. En ese momento estaban pasando las chicas que venden el agua, las aromosas, que pasan el agua and you know that, well, ya ni la pasan, la venden. So I'm like, okay, give me a water. And they were like, okay, it's gonna be like 45 pesos. So I'm like, fuck. And then I'm like, oh yes, my wallet's in here. Cause at that point I thought I dumped everything in my luggage and I thought I had dumped my wallet in there too. And if I did, it's literally on the overhead. And so I'm like, fuck. I reach into my backpack, it's there, I buy it, I take another Tylenol, and I'm just like praying, literally praying, like, please let this go away, let me just get to Tijuana, you can start hurting at Tijuana, just let me get home. I knock out, se me va el dolor, I get to Tijuana, my mom's waiting for me, and Luis is there waiting also. We cross the border at this point, ya no me está doliendo el...
Wait, but before you get to that point, so... She boards the plane at 7 a.m., which is 5 a.m. my time, and she arrives at 9 a.m. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to sleep because no he dormido en toda la puta noche, right? Because she woke me up since 2 in the morning. And I'm like, I'm at least going to try to get 2 hours of sleep and then wake up at 6, try to leave at 6:30. No, wake up at 7, try to leave at 7:30 so that I can get to the airport at 9. Now, we could not have her by the CBX shit because her fucking passport está vencido. So, se le iban a hacer de pedo. So, literally, we had to leave or and cross into Tijuana. So, at 7... I go into my parents' room. My dad is already awake and my mom is still sleeping. And I'm like, hey, so don't get alarmed, but I need to go pick up Judith right now at the airport at 9. And I need one of you to come with me because Fernando was going to go to work. And I and Fernando are the only ones that have global entry. So I'm like, she cannot cross through CBX porque no tiene su pasaporte, ¿cómo se llama? Actualizado. Y hemos visto y conocido de gente que se las hacen de pedo. And so I was like, so yo me voy a cruzar through Sentry, but I need somebody to walk with her because if she's like, she lands and she's in like a lot of pain, she's going to need help. So my mom here, se para en chinga, and my mom is the one that goes with me.
Ay, se me están durmiendo mis manos. Se me está paralizando la mitad de la cara. Se me está paralizando, se me está yendo de lado la boca. Me van a matar de un coraje y madre, solo hay una.
And while all of that was going on, I asked Fernando, can you look up Kaiser Permanente hospitales in San Diego, because I don't know how bad she is or if she's going to need to go into the emergency room immediately. And if she does, I at least want to know where the fuck I'm going. And so Fernando looked up several places and we get to her. She says her dolor is better. We cross and then...
And then I read one of the signs. I'm crossing the border with a expired passport. And then one of the signs says, you know, don't bring plants, don't bring animals, don't bring shit like that, right? And in my backpack, I had my chapulines that they didn't even check because the fucking banda where you put your stuff to, like, go through the inspection was not working. So I'm like, oh, my God. Like, imagínate me las en el pedo por los pinches chapulines and I'm over here with my dolor. So anyways, in the car on the way into the house, I told Luis, I'm like, I'm feeling fine right now. All I want to do at this moment is go home and shower because I'm not going to go to the hospital smelling like this. So I go home, we get home, me baño, and I tell Luis, let's just take a nap, let's just go to sleep, ahorita no me duele, and then we'll go to the hospital, because if we go to the hospital right now, vamos a dar otras 6 horas, well, no tanto, ¿verdad? Otras 2 horas, and we don't know if it's busy or not, right? And I just want to shower, I want to feel comfortable. So we sleep it off, literally the dolor goes, kicks, like it comes back, and that's what wakes me up. And at this point it's already like 5:36. It starts hurting so bad, well, not bad, but I felt it just rumbling coming. So I told Luis, all right, let's just go to the hospital now. Literally on the way to the hospital, to Kaiser over here in Anaheim, it starts to I literally felt like the dolor was just escalating. It was coming in levels, like in Mexico and in Oaxaca, it was like level 5. The drive to fucking Kaiser, it's kicked up to like an 8. And at this point, I'm crying now because it hurt. Like, I was holding on from the handle in the car, and I was like, dude, it fucking hurts. It hurts.
So we get to the emergency room, and one of the things that I've learned is be as dramatic as possible when you get there, because otherwise, no te van a atender. So,
Judy, but I wasn't about, being dramatic.
No,
I was
listen.
Literally...
So what? Judy was about to get off and walk, and I was like, no, hold on. I pulled over to the emergency, whatever, and I asked the guy, can I have a wheelchair? He's like, oh, yeah, they're right here. Me da una wheelchair. I take the wheelchair over to my sister, and I'm like, put her on the wheelchair. And I'm like, she can't walk. She has abdominal pain. She just landed from Mexico. She was out there. She had to cut her trip short. And she's had her gallbladder removed in the past. Y rápido la atendieron. They put her in, and I had to go park the car. Got back. And they literally la atendieron super rápido, and they did a CAT scan. They connected her to an IV. They gave her narco, and so for the pain to go away within like 4, 5 to 10 minutes. And yeah, it turns out
that I have a fucking kidney stone again. And I'm just like, I'm terrified, right? Because I'm like, yeah, I don't think of my vesicula, like what is happening to my body. But I knew this pain was familiar. And I thought in my head, I'm like, does the gallbladder have any connection with kidney stones? Because why is this happening? And yeah, I have a kidney stone. It's not big. It's pretty small. And I say that I still have it because I still had pain yesterday. And I'm thinking that it's making its way out. But the homegirl's still in there. Because I don't know what the fuck.
And so, of course, our parents were quick to judge and be like, es que es lo que comes y que no sé qué. And we were like, a ver, párense su pinche rollo, because the doctor said that kidney stones have nothing to do with what you eat. It is just something that happens. And it happens more often to other people and or not at all to some. It has nothing to do with your dietary lo que comes.
But also I'm gonna go ahead and say that yeah, I ate a bunch of shit, and to make things even more dramatic, I had my physical this Friday and they said that I'm fucking overweight. And so I'm like, whoa, is this like the sign of like, okay girl, y según yo, I work out every day. I work out every day. I'm very disciplined with that. But what I'm not disciplined with is the eating part, because I eat like shit. We all eat like shit. Especially because, like, you know, it's easier, right? It's easier for all of us. We work and it's easier. So I have a kidney stone. I'm on Norco. I'm on Florax and I'm just trying to get rid of this kidney stone. But I think that the scariest thing to take from all of this was I almost felt like oh my God, I'm doing this by myself. Like, finalmente, I'm going to go on my own trip and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, this year's going to be the year where I'm going to travel. I'm going to do shit. And I like, this is my year, right? My year for me. And I have fucking have a kidney stone. And so it was like the universe saying like,
no, bitch.
You can't fucking travel, bitch. Because if you travel again, I will send you another kidney stone. But no, I, again, going back to what Luis said, I'm very indecisive. But I think it just, it was a moment for me to realize your body is not the same anymore. You cannot keep going out the way that you do. You're not 21. I mean, I'm still young and popping, but I can't do the things that I normally...
You're popping kidney stones is what you're popping.
I can't take my body for granted. And in the hospital, I told Luis, how many times do I need to be in here to realize that I don't want to fucking be in here? I hate the hospital. I told myself, I'm going to be in here. The next time I'm in here is when I'm pregnant, about to give birth. And then I didn't give birth. I have a fucking kidney stone. So I hate the hospital. And so I'm saying I need to do something better, right? I'm doing something obviously not right. And so I'm going to start eating better. We'll see how that goes. No, I really do. I put it in my vision board and I'm going to do it. But obviously, everyone, take care of your bodies. Like, your body is literally a temple. And if you don't take care of it, your homegirl's going to give out on you how she did with me. And I was on vacation trying to live my best life. And she was like,
hold on. She was trying too hard. And I think if you're listening to this and you're planning on vacation, obviously we're sharing this, no para que tengas miedo of like shit that can happen, because shit can happen anywhere, whether you're on vacation or not. But I think that the important thing is to always have a plan B, because if you're, especially if you're traveling on your own, like, who's your emergency contact? What's going to happen? You know, like, even if you're hanging out with complete strangers, like, I think that there, you should have a plan B. And in this case, Judy didn't have a plan B, but she was lucky enough that she was able to contact me and that I was able to help.
I saved. And I think that's also big, because I feel like we're kind of on this, like, let's just spend our money on pendejadas. And I want to spend my money on vacations, but I also want to be able to have, you know, money to for if an emergency happens. And I never listened to my dad, and I'm 28 now. And I'm like, Dad, you was right. You was right.
So anyways, that's what we've been up to.
And we got sick. I got sick. And I was working from home.
Everybody was sick.
Literally. Ugh. And it's a time where you think, fuck, I need to really, really cherish, like, your support system, your family, your friends, people that you meet on the way, and just be thankful for all of it, right? Because... Esa gente te ayuda. And honestly, I'm just so freaking grateful for Rodrigo and his family and for everybody coming through, because I fucking panicked so hard. I legit was like, I cannot stay here. And don't get me wrong, I want to keep going to I feel like I need to go to Oaxaca again, because this one didn't count. This one was like a little appetizer and didn't go so well. But aside from all of that, I loved it. I feel like... It motivates me to continue to do these things and to continue to grow as a person. But obviously, if I want to continue to do these things, I need to fucking take care of my body, because my body is not the same anymore. And I cannot have another fucking kid. Like, I literally do not want to go to the hospital this year again. If it's like, I cannot tell you guys. I cried at the hospital telling Luis, like, ¿qué pedo? Like, how many times? And then jokingly, I'm like, you're next, bitch. Because it always happens in sequence, like domino effect, where it's me and then Luis. Yeah, everyone, just take care of your bodies. It's important, obviously.
So, yeah, that's that. Moving on.
This might be a long episode, but please enjoy, because it was very dramatic and it was a very crazy experience. So...
Y también, just as a reminder, please leave us a review. Muchísimas gracias. And you can follow us on our social media platforms. You can follow me on TikTok and or Instagram @_DIGUEY. That's DIGUEY. And
@JudithAguilar, but no A's, just V's.
It's not hard, you guys. Just go fucking do it.
You still have the same followers since we started, so nobody knows how to get to you. Anyways, and also, just so you know, on March 25th, I'm going to be having a piñata workshop at Oco Madre Candles in the city of Downey, and we're going to have a drag show by Maya B. Fierce. Así que vayan. Se va a poner chidísimo. It's going to be great. It's going to be so great. And hopefully you can join us in case we have one or two listeners join our piñata workshop. All right.
Yeah, well, thank you for listening. And we really appreciate you guys again. I feel like it's fucking gnarly that people all over the world are listening. Like,
I know. Thank you.
That's just really cool. Gracias. I appreciate it. Pero sí, if you have a chance to travel to Oaxaca, definitely go to Oaxaca. It's fucking beautiful. It's magical. And I'm going to go again. So stay tuned for that next episode where I don't go to the hospital. But no, if you can go back to travel, honestly, just do it. I even want to go travel back to where my dad's from. And I came back very inspired to visit where our ancestors are from, where my mom's from, where my dad's from, where, you know. But anyways, thanks for listening. We hope you guys, I don't know when you're going to
leave. Oh my God. Yeah. Bye. Bye.